The pasuk in Parashat Kisisa teaches us, as we're obligated to do the mitzvah bikurim, the pasuk says, "V'lo kachtam reishis kol ha'pri adama." You should take the first fruits of the zayin minim, v'samta betena, and put them in a basket. And the Gemara Masechta Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Beis Amin Aleph teaches us, "Minoha milsadamri inchi." From where does it come that people say, "Basa aniya azla the Yusuf"? Poor people only get poorer. So Gemara says the Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Bikurim Paragimel Mishnah Ches teaches us, Ashirim Mavim Bikurim Bekato Shel Zav. The wealthy people would bring the Bikurim Bekato Shel Zav Shel Kesev in baskets made out of silver and gold. V'niim Besalin Atzorim Shel Arava Kulufa. And the poor people would bring the Bikurim in wicker baskets. And the baskets, says the Mishnah and the Gemara, the baskets, the silver and gold baskets, were returned to the wealthy people. And the wicker baskets were kept by the Kohanim. And that's what the Gemara says is what the Pasuk means. The poor people have the opportunity to lose their baskets. The baskets are kept by the Kohanim. And the wealthy people, their baskets are returned to them. So I saw that the Talmud Rebbe asks indeed the question, why is it that the baskets of the wealthy people are returned and the baskets of the poor people are kept by the Kohanim? And he says he recognized the answer to this question. He realized the answer to this question from a personal experience. He said that he once sent a message to his chassidim that lived in a certain city, that he was coming to visit them. And there was a chassid in that city who was unfortunately a poor person. And he knows when the Rebbe is going to come to the city, and he's going to go visit the Rebbe, and he needs to give him a pidyon nefesh. He has to give him some money, but he doesn't have any money. So his wife told him, "This is what we're going to do. We're going to start saving up a penny at a time, that by the time the Rebbe comes, you will have saved up something to give to the Rebbe." And the Rebbe says that there was another chassid in the town who was a wealthy person, and he didn't have to save up money to give the Rebbe a gift of money. But he was upset they would have to part from his money to give this to the Rebbe. He said, the Rebbe says, that when I came to the city, both of these individuals gave me the same amount. But think about my reaction to how I felt when I got the gift from the poor person versus when I got the gift from the wealthy person. The poor person had put so much of his heart and life into that gift, and therefore it was something that was very precious to me. The wealthy person gave it only because he had no choice, and therefore I accepted it, but it wasn't something that I was anxious to accept. So he explains that that's what happened when we speak about the mitzvah bikurim. The poor person goes to his field, and he sees that Baruch Hashem, he has the first fruits that are ripening, that he's going to bring to the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos, the Chag HaBikurim, and give them to the Kohen. But now he begins to worry, and he thinks to himself, well, how am I going to bring those fruits to the Beis HaMikdash? I can't even afford a basket to put it into. So his wife says to him, don't worry, I will put together a wicker basket. And he goes and gets the materials to make the wicker basket out of it, to make the wicker basket, and she, with so much love and heart, puts together that wicker basket. When that basket is presented to the Kohen, there's so much love in that basket. And the Kohen says, that's the basket I want to keep. But on the other hand, the other person who, Baruch Hashem, the wealthy person, says, oh yeah, I have this Bikurim, now I have to schlep it to Yerushalayim. And because I'm a wealthy person, of course I can't be seen just bringing the Bikurim in a plain wicker basket. He remembers how last year The other wealthy people brought their bikurim in silver and gold baskets, and he says, I can't be any less. I too have to bring the bikurim in a silver and gold basket. But he didn't do it out of love. He did it because of social pressure. He did it because that's what he has to do. Says the Torah, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, the basket that Ani brought his bikurim in, which represents so much love and devotion to the mitzvah, is the basket that the Kohen keeps. And the basket that is given because I have no choice is a basket that is given back. The Kohen doesn't need that basket. And the Pasuk says, when he gives the Bikurim, and it says the Vidui Meiser, he says, Lo yivarti mimitzvay secha, v'lo shachachti. And Rashi says, v'lo shachachti, melevarach al afroshes meisers. I never forgot to make a bracha on afroshes meisers. And there's two questions. Rav Vega asks a question. From here we see, we're used to understanding that making a bracha, the entire concept of making brachas is only the Rabbanan. And here we see that the Torah says that you have to say by Vidui Maisa that I made a bracha, clearly indicating that making a bracha is a chiv deraisa. And the other question is, how does a person say and boast that lo yivarti mitzochecha v'lo shachachti, that I didn't forget to make a bracha? Is that something that person is supposed to boast about? So the Divrei Yecheskel answers that, again, a person when he does a mitzvah has to not just do the mitzvah because he's obligated to do the mitzvah, but when a person does a mitzvah, he's supposed to do a mitzvah because he wants to do the mitzvah. What is the indication that a person wants to do a mitzvah? That he makes a bracha. He's happy. He thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to having been able to make a bracha, to be able to do the mitzvah. And therefore, specifically, to answer Mikivega's question, but a mitzvah, bikurim, and truma, and meiser, there's a point to make the bracha because the bracha indicates and shows that even though the person's taking from his fruit and his produce and giving it away to the Kohen and to the Levi, he's showing by making the bracha that that's not something that he's doing because he has to do it. He's doing it because he appreciates the opportunity to do this mitzvah. And therefore, here the Torah, even though in other places not, the Torah tells us we have to make a bracha. And here, by saying that I made a bracha, it's not boasting. It's indicating our love and attitude in the way we do a mitzvah, that we appreciate the opportunity to do a mitzvah. And this concept is seen in the parasha where the pasuk says, as Hashem hamart hayoyim, we speak to Hashem, Vashem Mircha Lahayoim Lias Loy La'am Sugula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to us that we are his chosen nation, L'sitcha Elyon HaKol HaGoyim, we're more important than all the other nations of the world, Ashasa Asa L'Shem L'Sferes L'Sila. And I think the Kedushas Levi attempts to explain this pasuk as Hashem HaMart Hayoyim. What the Pasuk is trying to show about the special relationship that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in turn loves us. But why is the Pasuk expressing itself with the words, as Hashem hamarta hayoyim? But maybe, I think what the Kedusha Slavi means to say, is hamarta, when a Jew expresses a bracha, when a Jew expresses his love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a Jew expresses his appreciation to be able to do mitzvahs and serve Hashem, that gives Kav Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ability and the desire to give us back. As Hashem HaMarta Hayoyim, with our words of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our words of recognition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the highest level of Avodas Hashem. And by doing so, what we get back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vashem Emircha Hayoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in turn, if you express and show and live a life of showing that you're happy to do mitzvahs and that you want to do mitzvahs and you want to be close to me, then I return that and I say that I will be mashpia you. I will give you a bracha and atzlocha in all aspects of your life V'yimala Hashem kamashas lebeinu l'toiva, to the degree that v'hosem menu yogav anocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away from us all worries, v'tzadkenu b'tzedek uv'mishpat.